The Federation of Social Sector Actors, FEDAS, has urged the government, municipalities and citizens to act on Luxembourg's housing crisis, stressing that emergency measures for refugees are not enough. At the Luxembourg City Court, a restaurateur and his wife stand accused of human trafficking and abuse of staff between 2016 and 2021. In other news, the US government has now shut down as lawmakers and President Trump failed to break a budget impasse during talks that hinged on democratic demands for healthcare funding. EU leaders will discuss bolstering Europe's defences and Ukraine's financial firepower at today's summit in Denmark. Belgium has shut down its oldest nuclear reactor, Tihange 1, after 50 years, leaving just three reactors in operation. And the Bild newspaper is reporting that explosions and gunshots have been heard in Munich. One body has been found and one person has gunshot wounds. The circumstances remain unclear. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It looks set to be a dry and sunny day with a few clouds too. After a chilly start, lunchtime temperatures should hit 12 to 14 degrees, rising to highs of 14 to 15 degrees.